Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello, cuties.
Hello.
It is the Christmas season.
Lovely. Love Christmas. Yay.
So we changed it up from our last book. We did kind of like a cutesy Christmas, you know, Christmas Tree Farm, which was much excitement because Lori Gilmore was here. I was going to say in the flesh, but like she was online. So like in the pixels with us. I don't know. So we were like, all right. Let's pick something else. Also, I could not make Hallie read a romance book for the fourth, like, one. You know, that would have been nuts. And also, like, I felt from my stance that she liked three in a row. So, like, the chances of her liking four in a row were zero. You know? None. So, I was like, yeah, Hallie, just pick the book. I don't care. Pick one. And she found this fun Christmas, like, crime book. And I was like, okay, cutie. Way to be on theme, but...
I thought, you know, nice little, a little something different, because I've never read a book like this, so.
No, and I've been seeing it around.
Yeah.
It's been circulating.
Yeah, people have, I mean, I've heard really good things about it. Like, not one video that I've seen on TikTok has said anything bad about it, which calls for concern, because TikTok is misleading.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Like, to be fair, like... Haunting Adeline was super highly regarded on Book Talk as well, and you know how we all feel about that.
So too much too soon.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I agree. I do find books on, like, social media. Sometimes they mislead me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
I felt a little misguided with this book.
I would agree with you. Okay. So I want to start by saying, which normally I don't really give a flying fuck about what I'm about to say. I really like the cover of this book. Like,
it's so cute, right?
Yes. So most covers are like cutesy, whatever. But like this cover, I really enjoyed. It's very like retro.
Yeah, it's like pop
comic.
Like pop comic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. And I was like, ooh, okay.
As someone who decides what books to read based on a cover, yes.
So that made sense. Checks out for why this book was chosen. yeah, and then basically the premise of the book was very much like, and then there were none / Knives Out meets Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Like rom-com.
We had some romance in it, which, you know, I was like, okay, Hallie, way not to be like completely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most books do have romance in them, let's be honest.
This one was different because, I don't know, because it felt like a mashup of so many different things, which yes. I appreciated, but I feel like because of that also, it became a little too muddled.
Yes, muddled is the exact word I was going to use.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So basically, premise of the story is we have Maggie, Chase, and Ethan Wyatt. Yes, that is their names. Okay. They're authors, and he's like, she calls him a leather jacket guy. I feel like I know exactly what she means. He's like wearing a leather jacket on the back of his book, like his author photo. He's like a bestseller. She's down in the dumps. She's like fucking, her parents died. Her husband fucked her best friend. I mean, she's like really going through it. Like,
yeah, the world has not been kind to her.
Yeah, those are two really fucked up situations.
Yeah. And then not only that, but like her book was nominated for like Book of the Year or something for their publishing company. And she got beat out by Ethan Wyatt. And so she thinks that they have like this longstanding rivalry because he also just like is kind of like flippant and like an asshole. And he always calls her Marcy.
Yeah. Yes, Marcy. I was trying to think of it. Yeah.
And so, like, she's pissed and she hates him. And then come to find out that she has to spend Christmas at this remote English manor with him.
Which I'm a big fan of a forced proximity.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was nice. And I liked, like, again, vintage, old countryside Christmas feel.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, general setting, I think, was, like, what I wanted it to be.
Yeah. I think also, too, like, as a reader, I think, because you make me read these ridiculous books, I think I'm getting over my hang-up with, like, things being, like, not, like, real. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do know what you're saying.
Like, this book is very, like, it's very unrealistic.
Yes.
And, like, usually that would, like, really piss me off. And, like, yeah, it pissed me off a little bit. But, like, I wasn't as upset as I would have been in the past. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. That being said, though, I feel as though this book was a little bit too unrealistic for even me. And it, like, annoyed me slightly. You know what I'm saying? But we'll get there. I'm glad to hear that. Well, it's funny because you only care if it's realistic, if it's, like, a real-world circumstance, quote-unquote, in the sense of, like, you'll read about fucking dragons and be like, awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's allowed.
Yeah.
Like,
be as crazy as you want.
Yeah. Whereas, like, then I'm kind of turned off, like, SJM just making up all these things, and I'm like, or using the same plot points, and I'm like, girl, you literally can make up anything, and you're using the same fucking things. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, this book, though, I will say was a little bit too muddled. Muddled's a good word. Muddled is a – yeah.
Yeah.
So
– I mean, I did appreciate how the book switched from, like, present to past. So we, like, learned the backstory as we were learning this story.
I agree. I liked that. I also liked we eventually got chapters from Ethan.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
So I like that. Those were good. There was good part. Like, there was good.
Yeah, I think the characters themselves were also good. Like, I felt like Maggie was, like, super funny and, like type A and all flustered. And, you know, like, she is the, what is that word? Like, she deserves to be angry at everybody because her life sucks.
Fair, right? I do agree with that.
And, like, Wyatt, like, he's, like, a wise ass. Like, he's, like, funny and, like, hot.
I think he was funny. Like, I think I really enjoyed his humor.
Mm-hmm. The one thing, though, that I did not like, which, I mean, is kind of par for the course, is that I felt like this author did that thing where, you know, she's doing too much too soon between the characters. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Well,
and that's what annoys me with romance aspects, because it's like, okay, you've been with this person for 3 days and now you're like, yeah, they're the love of my life. Like, you will spend eternity with me.
Yes. And, like, listen, for this book too.
Like, too intense. Didn't fit the vibe.
No, it didn't. And, like I said, like, I liked the vibe, I think, up until, like, what you're saying, like, too much too soon. That was, like, farther down in the book, like, 3/4 of the way through. I liked the whole, like, so end up the manor they go to is, like, their her favorite author. Okay, fine. And she's, like, a murder mystery writer. I liked all that. What was her name? Eleanor?
Yeah.
Was that her name?
Yes.
I was, like, the first generic old lady name in my head, and that was what I came up with, but I think I was right.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Eleanor Ashley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good job.
Thank you, thank you. I liked that, right? So they go to her manor. Mm-hmm. She, like, is missing, and, like, Maggie's like, oh, it's like a test. Like, we have to solve it.
And we have to follow the clues. And
so that part I liked. And I liked, again, like, almost like a Knives Out situation, like, solving the murder, like, the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, obviously her and Ethan are, like, little buddies. So I didn't mind that. And, like, she thinks, again, they hate each other this whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole banter was fine. Now, here's where I started losing a little bit. Not as far as them yet, but I was losing it as far as, like, the clues were very convenient. Like, it was like, oh, there's mistletoe. Well, her book, Murder in Mistletoe, whatever, had this happen, and so it must be here. And I was like, first of all, I don't even know what the fuck book you're talking about. It's a made-up book. So, like, it was all just, like, very, like, you'd never heard about it before, and now all of a sudden, like...
Yeah, now it's a major plot thing, yeah.
Right, and, like, I just feel like I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's too easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, all of it was too easy.
Like, it's like, oh my god, what door are we going to go into? And then all of a sudden it's like, the gold door is shimmering. And you're like, oh, it's that one, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so, like...
Convenient, you know, like, oh, of course.
Yeah, I didn't mind them at this point. I like their little banter, and like she clearly hates him and he clearly doesn't hate her mm-hmm. when they're solving like this, like, you know, mystery. But the plot was already starting to slip for me.
Gotcha.
Did you have any inclinations of who done it?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be who it was.
I don't think I did either.
Because that was another thing that was like super random. Like this...
And, like, a whole backstory, I was like,
yeah, it was,
I didn't like that either. I didn't like it.
It was, like, trying to be too deep in less than 300 pages, you know? You can't do that. You can't do that. And I was literally halfway, three-quarters of the way through the book, and there was, like, the chapter started where it's, like, it was, like, oh, it's only been 2 days. And I was, like, bruh, it's only been 48 hours and all this shit has happened. Like, this is, like, I forgot, you know? I was, like... It just felt too.
I almost wish she like didn't point out that it was only 2 days.
Yeah, you know,
it made it like seem even worse, like writing wise.
Yeah, because then that was frustrating me because now Wyatt, Ethan Wyatt, is like protesting his love for her, and I'm like, where is this coming from? And then like also
which
like
apparently he's loved her from afar, which fine, but like,
but his whole backstory as well was just wild,
weird and unnecessary.
Like,
was it? He was like a fucking secret service agent.
Yeah, and like everyone in his family's in like the military or something, and his dad is like some like hard ass asshole, and he fucking drove their mother away.
Well,
and, like,
and then he had a scar down his back, which you totally could have tied into secret service world.
But she didn't.
It was like a car crash and he almost died and he was in rehab. The one thing I liked about their story or his story was the reason he calls her Marcy was he ran into her in the elevator his first day working and her ID was misprinted. Now, he was all like overgrown beard, looking like shit, whatever. So she didn't recognize him all the years later. And she was like, oh my God, Eleanor Ashley's going to be here. I'm just going to change my name to Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, then calling her Marcy for the last like 5 years, and she like didn't realize it was him.
Yeah,
which I think that was fine and funny and flirty and
yeah,
cute.
that was good. I did enjoy that.
Okay, same. I feel like I feel like our brains at this point have melded into one. Like, I can tell we feel the exact same way about this book.
Our last brain cells are dancing together.
Yes, cute. Okay, what else?
Okay, so when they're at the manor. Right. Mm-hmm. And Eleanor goes missing. You know, before she goes missing, it's kind of like this mishmash of people. It's like half of like random people in her family and then like three writers. So off the get, you're kind of like, okay, what the fuck's going on here?
Yes.
And, you know, then all of a sudden she goes missing and no one really gives a shit. You know, they're like, oh my God, where'd she go? But then like they're just like playing cards and
not talking to anyone. But like, really, who cares where she went?
Yeah. And like, Maggie's the only one who's like, we have to find her. Like, this is a sign. Like, this, you know, she's playing a game. We have to figure it out, XYZ. So I was like, okay, like, that's fine. But, like, I would have liked a little bit more inclusion from the other characters to kind of draw it in because I think that's where – but, again, I think that's where, you know, her relationship with Ethan is really out to play and focuses a lot on that because mostly the book is just about them and their conversation. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with that. But I also feel like that part didn't, I guess, I wish we saw more of them. I agree. But I feel like them being aloof about it, that opened up to like, it could be any one of them who like killed her or is trying to kill her.
Mm-hmm. But I also feel like that kind of did the opposite. You know what I mean? Like, no one's fucking concerned. You know, at least, like, try to, like, interact with the other characters to make me suspicious of, like, okay, this person, this person, this person. And then that started kind of happening when the fucking police officer showed up and he was like, oh, the bridge collapsed and there's no way out and now all the lights are out and, you know, I got shot at in the fucking...
the hedge maze
and and this author was like, I feel like the only main plot points that they really had to go off of was the author was poisoned by the tea, they were shot at in the maze, which also was extremely random. Like, I was reading it and
I didn't know that she was shot at.
No, it was like five paragraphs later and I was like, wait a second, she got shot at? I'm so confused. So I had to like go back
because he tackled her.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't, like...
It was... So...
Explained.
This was a classic book of, like, you're telling me things, like you're talking at me, but you're not showing me a whole hell of a lot. And now I'm confused.
Yes, yes.
Like, you're like, oh, this is the clue. We're going here. And I'm like, damn, can I, like, figure that out for myself? Like, I feel like a mystery book, it's like you almost need to, like, be solving it as you're reading. This book was just telling me. And I was like, because the clues were all these fake clues from Eleanor Ashley's novels, I couldn't even begin to solve them or, like, think, because I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
And so it's like just very much like Maggie's like telling us, oh, well, I know this was in her book. And I'm like, well, that's no fun for fucking me as a reader.
Yeah, it's like we weren't involved in trying to figure out the mystery for ourselves.
No, I was just along for the ride. I did not give a fuck. Like, I literally had like my only slight like suspicion was like the nanny niece, you know, like the new one. And like that was because like the other characters made her like, well, she's new here, yada yada. And I was like, all right, she sounds like compelling.
But that's like the only person other than like her nephew who like stole money from her that like had any inkling of like, okay, well, this is all the information we have and both of them are sketch. So it's like, okay, well, maybe it's one of them. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I like to try to figure it out. So like,
I felt like it was very misleading.
Which is fine. I get, like, you probably want it to be misleading, right? But, like, again, don't just, like... Like, I want you to, like, give me clues that I could also solve.
Yeah.
I had no clues I could solve. I was like, okay, I'll just follow you around, Maggie. I was like Ethan. Like, I was like, all right.
Yeah, so towards the end when...
What fuck?
Yeah, so towards the end when they find the video camera... Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Ethan was like, no, give it to me. Like, I'll hold on to it. Immediately, I was like, sus. And I was like, really, really hoping that he was the killer because I was like, wow, that would be really like a great shakeup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't. That was upsetting.
Well, he wanted to take the camera because like he had brought in the tea for her and like the tea had like poison on the tray.
Yeah.
And he knew what Maggie would think. So, like, you know, it kind of gave us, like, a little, like, we thought for a second it could have been him, but then, like, it wasn't. But then, okay, so here, okay, I feel like we're also saying it, like, fucking maniacs because I felt that way reading this book. Like, then, you know, they find the webcam, they're, like, getting closer to solving this mystery. Okay, first off, I feel like we breezed over this because did they have sex? Did they not? I'm actually genuinely fucking confused.
I don't think they did.
I think they did, but I don't know.
You think they did? No.
I don't know.
I don't think they did, which I had a second guess because it was like very like the closed door moment, but I don't think anything actually happened.
Okay, well, first of all,
like, I think they were just like making out hot and heavy.
Okay, so first of all, if you have a closed door moment for making out, that's actually so fucking pussy shit, I want to kill myself. Number one. Number two, I'm at the point in my life, and I would hope that most of you listeners would agree, this might be, like, a little aggressive of a stance. I'm at the point in my life, I simply don't want to read a book without an explicit sex scene. I just don't have any interest. Like, when I tell you, like, this is what I live for.
Whoa.
Why would you... Sorry, but I need to really rant about this. Because why... First of all, you're going into this passionate stance. You're making them fall in love. He's already professing his love. I'm sorry. If you haven't even had sex with this woman and you're professing your love, then you're even more of a pussy than I expected. Number one. Number two, I think that's weird of you.
You're wearing a leather jacket.
Like, I just feel as though, why build up all this tension?
For nothing.
Just for nothing.
Give the people
you know what?
What they want.
If it's a series and we're building up, like, over multiple books, I'm kind of like, wow, like, okay, but then I should know that there's going to be, like, reward. Like, a little tasty treat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well, they're going to have sex. Like, they're clearly, like, having this, like, weird, like, love-hate relationship thing. Like, you know, enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
We were enemies to what? Platonic flirting? Like, this sucks.
Yeah, and that's why I was confused as well. Because, like, nothing actually happened, like, in the bedroom.
But it kind of did. Something about there was nipples it mentioned briefly.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna Google, did Ethan and Maggie have sex?
Because I thought when they were like escaping and they found that little cottage, I thought they did it in there.
Yes.
But then it wasn't like really mentioned.
Right, which is lame as fuck.
So I don't think it did.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I think that's lame if they didn't. You know, well, I also think it's equally lame if they did and they didn't write about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't need you to give me, like, explicit, like, you know, even Google said AI overview is not available. It's like, I don't even know either. They have no idea.
Nobody knows.
Someone said on Goodreads, they lacked any kind of chemistry. It is non-existent. Thank you. I agree. I mean, because they had chemistry, but it was like, for what? What did it give me? Nothing?
Well, and then it was confusing because, like, it's the end of the book. And she was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm in love with you, too. And I'm like,
are you?
Like, what were the series of events that you feel so passionately about this person? That, okay. Like, you almost died? Did you almost die, though? I don't know.
Right, like, I feel like you didn't almost die. He literally, quite honestly, because you have no idea, could have a micro penis. Will you still love him then? I feel as though no. Like... is how true is your love, Maggie?
Oh, my God.
But, like, let's be fucking for real. Like, let's be real. We're in, like, you know, the 2020s or whatever we're in now, right? Like, you really think this woman would be like, okay, I still love you. She wouldn't.
That's crazy.
Also, I'm sorry. In this day and age, like, we're not in the fucking olden times when you need chaperones and, like, you fell in love, whatever. It's been 2 days, so you literally cannot love him by his personality only.
Considering how much she hated him.
Correct. Number two, if you didn't have sex, it's not even like you can be like, oh, I'm like in a lust-filled love. Honestly, if they had crazy sex and she professed her love after 2 days, I'd be like, you know what? I get it. I get it, Maggie.
It was like forced enemies to lovers.
She like rocked your world and now you're in love. But like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like his personality was just like the like funny guy. With like smidgen of deepness, and now we're in love and we like maybe had some like panting while we were kissing. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I think that's all it was.
That's fucking crazy. I mean, yeah. Like am I like a what's it, nymphomaniac? Like, is it me? Like, I don't think it is.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Like, I don't know, I'm an adult,
but right? It's like the way you say it's funny.
Like, I'm an adult woman. I want, if there's a book that's like talking about sex, don't fucking, like, I'm not like a 14-year-old, like, just tell me they had sex.
Yeah, just full send.
I don't need a closed door. And even, I'm sorry, I know that people say like Throne of Glass is like young adult, like there's not sex scenes. I would argue that maybe not as much or as crazy as like Crescent City or ACOTAR, but like there was still like explicit sex scenes in those books, and those were still considered young adult. Like, that's my minimum.
Bar is down here.
That's the bar. And again, or if I have a book where like they're not having sex at all, that's also fine. But it's like, don't give me the shit where like you imply it and like no one knows, because now I'm just confused.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my rant. I'm sorry. I was really like, I was literally reading, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, crazy.
And now they're in love. So I don't fucking know. And then like, so their whole story, strange, right? Now how the book ended with who it was, also strange.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So the person who has been trying to kill Eleanor. Hallie's
shocked by my rant. She's like, I need to get away from this.
It's a lot to process and I just don't have the emotional bandwidth to do that right now.
But like, do you agree?
Eleanor... Eleanor.
I like you ignored me.
What'd you say?
I said, but like, do you agree with me?
About what?
Like, my impassioned sex views. Like, you don't need to be as passionate, but like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
crazy person? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Perfect. Me personally, though, is just like, I don't feel like I read books for the smut. You know, like, I just like to read a story. So like, if there isn't, like, I'm not mad about it. But if there is, like, that's great. But I understand your point where like, if you're already like, set in the scene, like, why are you
pussyfooting like, away from it?
Exactly.
Okay, as long as I'm not crazy. Okay, proceed about fucking no. Eleanor. Sorry, I had to like just make sure I wasn't nuts.
Eleanor, first of all, her story is fucking crazy. How she came from nothing and all of a sudden now she's the inheritor of this giant old British manor. Okay, but
again, what?
But fine. Then at the end of the story, we find out that it was the policeman who's been trying to kill Eleanor. And you're like, what is going on here? Come to find out they have this long, harrowing past about how the policeman, like, killed somebody. And, like, Eleanor, like, found out, but, like, never explained anything. Like hid the girl, right? Like.
I truthfully don't even know.
Oh, you don't know at all?
No. No, like, I finished the book, but, like, I literally was reading and I was like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, so essentially, like, the policeman, like, I forget, like, under what circumstances.
Yes, he killed a girl.
He thought he did, but really the girl showed up at Eleanor's house.
Yes, and Eleanor, she was alive.
And Eleanor saved her and, like, hid her or whatever.
And, like, the policeman came to Eleanor's when she first moved in and was like, oh, we're looking for this girl, trying to, like, make it seem like, you know, he was investigating it.
Yeah, but
at this point, Eleanor knew the girl was, like, he tried to kill her and she escaped.
Yeah, but it was also mentioned that they went to her because she's a mystery thriller writer. And so they thought that she would be able to figure it out.
But, like, she did. So that was bad on their part.
Yeah, but it was just, like, what a crazy thing. Imagine, like, the fucking, like, the police in your town went to, like, the closest mystery writer in your area and was like, hey, these are the facts. Can you solve this murder for us? Like, that's insane.
Like, this is one of these books, I get it. Like, guys, listen.
I thought that was just crazy.
I get, like, a plot twist and you want to shock your readers. But, like, I'm shocked how stupid this was.
Like, crazy.
But, like, not in, like, a good way.
Yeah. No. So then, anyways, it was the cop. And then the cop is, like, holding her hostage.
Yes,
and
Maggie.
And he's going to shoot her. And, like, Ethan, like... And Maggie's just going with him because she just knows. She knows that Ethan will save her. And I'm like...
Because they're so in love.
And because he was a secret agent. Look.
I mean, this is fucking nuts. I mean, guys, like, I feel like, what the fuck, you know? What the fuck?
It's literally, like, think of like, a murder mystery with romance, like, and the writer has ADHD. I think that's, like, what... the story is.
I was gonna argue on hard drugs, but I thought ADHD works as well.
I wouldn't say hard drugs.
Like,
I think
psychedelics.
I think the book would have been way more interesting and entertaining if they were on psychedelics.
Hallie was like, actually would have been better. So
yeah. They just have, like, undiagnosed ADHD.
I want to like it. It had a good promise.
Yeah, it was kind of just, like, whatever for me overall.
So then Ethan does save her, right? Or she stabbed him with a sewing needle. I don't know what happened. She stabbed him with a knitting needle.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, and then, well, then the epilogue, I'm sure. How do you feel about the epilogue? Because now, you know, the guy, they get him, whatever.
Oh my god, so stupid.
Oh, wait, time out. Before we get to the epilogue... The niece wasn't really a niece. It was the young lawyer's girlfriend from the States.
Oh, my
I
God.
Mean,
yeah.
When I tell you muddled, everyone, muddled. Like,
that was crazy.
Like, so basically everyone broke the law in some way, but the police officer was trying to kill Eleanor.
Yeah, but, like, Eleanor, like, also knew, like, her family was doing this to her. Like, she knew everything that was going on. So she, like, staged this whole thing to be, like, at the end, be like, write them letters and be like, ha, I knew about this, but you're forgiven. And no one knows where she is because she just fell off the face of the earth.
So then the epilogue.
Maggie and Ethan are in Greece?
Yes, they're in Greece.
Which I thought was so confusing. Anyways, they're in Greece. And Eleanor's there with the fucking butler.
Yep.
Just living their life.
What the fuck?
And the first question she asks her is, like, how did you get out of the room? Which I would also want to know that. But, like, Eleanor, of course, like, is so aloof and, like, mysterious that, like, she's like, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
She, like, goes.
And Maggie's just like,
I'm Eleanor,
okay,
Ashley.
Yeah.
Like, what? Guys, what? Listen, like, was it? Okay. So, okay. I liked the vibes. I think, like, a murder mystery, Christmas time, old English manor, chef's kiss. I think even honestly, them two being authors and, like, her staging her own
disappearance, murder, mm-hmm. whatever. Fun.
Fine. Yeah.
After that point, I think not good.
Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of fell off. It's just way too much going on. And like so the dots, much. Like the math wasn't really mathing for me.
So many thoughts, so many emotions, no sex. I mean,
yeah. But for whatever reason, I didn't like hate it. I was like, okay, like whatever.
No, I didn't hate it, but I think when I really lay out, when I talk to you, like, and, like, lay it out step by step, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, this wasn't great.
I know. Maybe we shouldn't do, like, our Goodreads, like, reviews until after we've talked.
Mm.
Because now that we're talking about it, now I'm kind of like, you know what? Maybe this should be bumped down.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing. But I also think but maybe that's not true. Maybe we should leave our Goodreads as is because, like, we're, like, talking in the pod normally, not like analytically, but we kind of like dissect each book. Yeah. I think like I like to be a mood rater, you know?
Yeah.
So what did you rate this book, Hallie?
I gave it a 3.
And why?
I was just like, you know, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. It was kind of like, whatever. So usually that starts at a 3 for me. I was confused about the romance, but like I'm also generally confused about the romance. So I was like, that's nothing like really different for me.
Okay.
And you know, I just felt like it was just ridiculous, which kind of made me like it, but also that kind of made me not like it. So I was just like, you know what? Let's just put this in the middle and call it a 3.
Okay. And so how are you feeling now?
Now I'm kind of like, maybe it deserves like a 2.5 or a 2.
Why do you think that though?
Because now I'm kind of like, this book's I'm not gonna say this book sucked, but
yeah, I don't think it maybe it did sucked. I don't think it sucked.
What's like the word for like right above sucked?
That noise,
like okay.
Yeah, this book was okay. Yeah, I agree. It didn't suck. Well, here's my thing, too. If you can write fine, the book won't suck.
Yeah. But I think also with a lot of, like, the telling instead of, like you were mentioning before, like, that also, yeah, ooh. Like, that sucked.
Oh, so maybe?
You know what I mean?
But, like, okay, but then this is where mood rating comes
but I feel
in, right?
Like I feel like generally the general public, you know, I would not to sound like holier than thou, but I would argue that like general public reading this is gonna like it because general public likes Colleen Hoover and she sucks. You know what I mean?
Well, right. And I have a new view on Colleen Hoover after we have read it. So I would agree the writing was like Colleen Hoover-esque, right? Mm-hmm. But now I gotta look back because actually no, maybe because okay, hold on, I had to reference, like, okay, I also gave Hunting and Haunting Adeline 2 stars, so it's like, is this on that level? But like maybe it is. Yeah, I don't know, because like that's 2 stars for a different reason, right? You know.
Yeah, right? And then it's like, well, what do you base your ratings off of? You know,
vibes.
Exactly. So like it's
but like we're allowed to do that because we literally are no one.
This is also true. We're not
getting paid to be critics.
Yeah,
thank
we're
God.
Not like a New York Times editor, you know, like,
right,
we're just two girls sitting in our house talking about books,
right? So like I think this would be like, I'll leave it at a 3. Okay, so I also rate it a 3 for many of the same reasons Hallie mentioned. She told me more than explained to me. I couldn't solve the mystery. I was very sad and left out. Their romance, unrealistic, weird, and no sex. And the plot itself was, like, strange. Like, it was strange. Everyone was wrong, but the police officer apparently. And did he, like, domestically abuse the girl? Like, it was a weird vibe. And now Eleanor's in Greece. So... yeah.
But it's crazy. It's crazy that like she literally told us like the whole, she told us everything, like didn't let me like use my brain for much of it because she was just throwing information at me. But like also she was doing that, but somehow simultaneously found a way to leave us more confused than if we never even read the book.
Which I think is a bad thing.
Maybe next time I don't pick the book.
No, I don't.
No, that's not what I think the conclusion of this
No,
is.
No.
No, because I've heard this book as well, and I was really excited about it. Yeah.
Well, we can blame it on all of you, because you also voted on the books.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Yes, you did.
Like, I picked, like, the four
yeah.
that we offered, but you guys picked it.
Boo, everyone.
So,
boo
really, it's
you.
All your fault. Yeah, let's project.
I'm speechless, actually. You know, I think, okay, so I have all those issues with it, right? I think a one star would be like a do not finish. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you wrote a book, like, you get a star because I can't even write a book. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Two stars was like hunting, haunting Adeline. There's rape going on. This probably is like a 2.5.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Rape, you're getting a 2-star.
Yeah.
1-star.
This probably is a 2.5. I'll leave it as a 3 to be like generous.
It was vibey for sure, but it just
soul. It's probably a 2.5. It
yeah,
was vibey.
It was vibey, good... but it was like way too much going on at once, and you know, just like yeah, I don't know.
Like, again, like, I don't know why everyone tries to be, like, nuts. Like, why did you give him some complex thing? Why did you give her some complex thing?
Yeah, and, like now they're vowed to each other for life. Because...
Like, listen, her having, like, shitty, like, occurrences happen on Christmas, right? Number one, I would argue, like, you probably could have even, like, skipped her parents dying and just did the husband and the wife and the friend, like, yeah. having an affair around Christmas. With him, you could have just had that he was, like, in the army and got injured, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could have simplified this like 5 steps and like had the same result. And then like the murder, like, again, I don't even care if it was, I mean, I want to be shocked, but like, then, you know, if you're gonna make the police officer anyway, the reasoning for why it was him was fucking bizarre, that he's already a murderer and set or
40 years later.
Yeah. And then you add that, oh, the nanny's actually the lawyer's girlfriend. And I was like, why did you even fucking write that? I hate this.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know what it's kind of like if you watched like a mystery movie before, or like you've read like, you know, a mystery, whatever. It's like she took like a culprit from each story and like mashed it all together. And, like, yeah. tried to make it work. But, like, it was just too much.
And it worked, right? Like, it was, like, successful. People like it. It was very, I didn't read it as quick as Hidden Pictures. Like, Hidden Pictures definitely captivated me more.
Yeah.
But to me, it was the same thing. Like, I almost, like, wish you, like, chilled out. Like, the dead mom giving the kid the knife and stabbing. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Actually, I don't like this.
yes, yes, yes.
Like, I don't need to be, like, floored. Like, I need a good story. You don't need to like do everything.
It's,
you know?
Crazy. We're ending the year with a read.
But then we're going, okay. Well, actually, I'm going to go flying fuck because, guys.
Wait, we never even introduced the name of the book, Jamie.
Like, at this point, it doesn't even matter. I guess.
Anyways,
okay.
The book was The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful crime of the year. Actually, it was probably the worst crime of the year. But
that was actually not bad, Hal. And
damn.
This
doesn't work out. Should I go on American Idol?
Okay. Yes. The title of the episode is the book, so it's fine. Whatever.
We usually were like, oh, this week we covered blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
we were just like
Christmas.
Destruction. No.
I was like, Christmas crimes. Let's go. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that's how we found
it. I'd give
this.
The cover art a 5, though.
Agreed.
So I would keep the book at a 3 because
yeah,
I like
yep.
the cover art.
Agreed. Locked in. Okay, perfect. We have come to a conclusion. Okay. Now, quite frankly, because I'm a little bit over this, I want to just rave about our plans.
Yeah, let's just talk about our plans for the next couple minutes and then leave it at that, because this book was just uneventful and doesn't really deserve a whole
hour.
Well,
actually, it was very eventful.
Yeah,
I would argue.
Not the good kind.
No. So, guys, we have so much shit going on for you. All right. So first and foremost,
we're going to start recording together.
Yes.
So we're getting the little pob lab.
We're getting the pob lab together.
Pod lab. Okay. Can't speak. So me and Jamie will be together in the flesh.
That's really in the flesh.
Yeah. And we will be recording the episodes for you. It's going to be so cute. Super vibey. We're trying to find some like good equipment, but like on a budget because we're poor. And yeah, so like we're really excited to like have like a background, you know. I feel like podcasts are like nicer when there's like an established background, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'm not going to tell you too much about it because that's going to be our next episode and it's going to be like shocking and exciting.
Wow, next episode. Yes,
I know. Because yeah, we're bringing in the new year, so there'll be like our name will be behind us. Like, it'll be, like, legit. It'll be legit.
Yeah.
We got to look into, like, cameras and such. But yeah, that's our problem, not yours. so, yes. Whatever. It's fine. But we're excited. Yeah, we got new chairs.
yeah, we're excited. We got new chairs.
We got to find a table still. It's fine.
We're doing great. Don't worry about it.
We're growing slowly.
But I think what we're most excited about is... Are you ready to rumble? Anyways, so me and Jamie are going to be crossing the parapet, and we're going to be covering Fourth Wing next.
Yes, we are.
And okay. We're geeked. Geeked.
Geeked. Okay. Geeked. So I came closer because I need you guys to see how serious I am. So we are back to a series. Like, I guess like a fantasy series is like really what I'm trying.
But that's like our jam, you know?
Series go well with you guys, so we want to give you that, and we like it the best. Okay, Fourth Wing. So we're back, baby. We're back to theories. We're back to fucking like deep
destruction.
Yeah, deep diving and
raging hard.
Yes, yes, we are. Holly! Okay. So also, we started this podcast way back last February. That's crazy.
Oh my God, almost a year.
Almost a year, which is nuts. We started it last February because Crescent City 3 was coming out and we were like, hey, we just talk all the time. Let's do a podcast. But then we were like, well, fuck me, because we have to now go back and read all of ACOTAR again to catch up for Crescent City. Mm-hmm. And so we were like offset. We now that are prepared and like ready, we're reading Fourth Wing with you guys. We're all rereading together so that we can cover Unks. Right? Did I say it right? Onyx? Or I said it wrong again?
What is wrong with me? Onyx?
You always say Onks, and I'm like, what?
Onyx?
What is Onks? Onyx, yes.
Wow. Fuck me again. Anyways.
Jamie, this is embarrassing. Please stop speaking.
Whatever. It's just gonna be what I say. Anyways, then we're covering Onyx Storm.
Are you even a podcaster? Do you even read?
Shut the fuck up. We're covering that together, like as soon as it comes out. Like,
what's your reading level?
Kindergarten. Yeah, well, I just can't speak. It's fine. I just can't speak.
No, because you say the word in your head and you're like, yes, this is right, and let me say it out loud. And it's
every
like, no
time, every time. I think it's just that word. I think I have like a nervous tic now. Like, I get nervous.
Okay, the book is called Onyx Storm, and it's the third installment in the Fourth Wing series.
And so point that I was trying to make, asshole, was that we are like covering Fourth Wing and Iron Flame like right up to it in time with all of our rereads, in time to like have that book ready, and we'll cover that
like
the week it comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Was the point I was trying to make.
Yes.
So we're so excited. So in person, Fourth Wing is a great book to start in person with. And then we're going to have a new logo as well if Chelsea ever motivates herself. I need to actually text her about that.
Yeah, logo will be cute.
Don't worry. It's my friend, so it's not like I'm being mean.
This isn't like a Jerf Avenue situation going on where we're mean to our employees.
No, but she's super great. So she's making us a new logo. So we're like rebranding, baby, and kicking off with a worldwide phenomenon. That's the update.
You kind of sounded like Trump when you said phenomenon.
Wow.
You were like, it's a world-class phenomenon. Like, it just sounded like...
I mean, I tried to say it like that, but I wasn't, like, really going for Trump, you know? Like,
I hope not.
No, I was, that wasn't the goal.
However, I will say that you've seen that meme going around with his son. Mm-mm. And it's, like, from, like, I don't know, like, 2005, and the kid's like, I like my suitcase. He's like, I go to school now.
You've never seen that? No, you should send it to me. Send it.
Yeah, that's a crazy wow. video.
All right, Jesus. I don't even know what this episode was.
It was manic. Right. But like, yeah, Allie Carter.
In a good way?
Allie Carter, do better next time. You have potential. You're not a lost cause like Colleen Hoover.
Oh, so you won't really care, but you'll think it's funny. Speaking of our girl Colleen Hoover, did you see that Blake Lively is suing Justin Baldoni?
Yes. Why?
Apparently sexual harassment, but I think she's just being a bitch. Mm-hmm. T. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The mass no words. Media, from what I've read so far, seems to be thinking like she's just kind of being a little nutsy. But like, you know what? If there is just cause, obviously we support her in her fight, but like seems as though she might just be a little upset and bitter because of how she's been being portrayed in the media, but it's also due to her own actions on the press tour. So
wow, this is crazy. This I'm is mixed. drama.
I was sitting on the couch before and I knew about this, and Ryan was like gasped, and I was like, what? And he literally was like, I'll DM you, and sent me the headline. I was like, I know, Ryan. He's like, that's crazy. I was like, wow. Okay. So yeah, that's like a bookish news as well. That's really it.
Let's just talk about real quick the housemaid, the fucking cast. Mikelle Marone is gonna be Enzo. I'm literally screaming.
Okay, also Sydney Sweeney. I'm about to just go start walking around the town they're filming in because it's 5 minutes from me and just shoot my shot with her.
Okay.
What can she say? No. Fine.
I don't know. Like, Sydney Sweeney's hot, but I'm not, like, gaga for her, you know? Like, I'd be more gaga for, like, Megan Fox.
I mean, that's also a good one, but Sydney Sweeney, I mean.
I'm surprised you like her. She's a blonde.
She has giant boobies. It's pretty much all you need to have.
All that matters.
Yeah. Unlike a man.
Interesting.
I'm like, only sex in books and giant boobs. Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, I know that you don't care. They've also announced the cast for Verity.
Anne Hathaway, right?
Anne Hathaway is Verity, and Lowen is Dakota Johnson with the bangs.
Can I just say something to you real quick?
Mm.
I went to a brewery.
Okay.
The other, like, last week.
Okay.
With, like, Matt and his friend's girlfriend, whatever. And I go up to close the tab, and this man comes up to me, and he's like, oh, my God, you look like that famous actress. And I'm like, who? And he was like, don't play. Like, I'm sure you get this all the time. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Ew,
like,
I hate this.
I was like, what are you, like, who? Tell me. And he's like, oh, like, he's, like, trying to think of the name. It's, like, 5 minutes goes by, and I'm like, can I get the fuck out of here? And he's like, oh, you look like that girl from 50 Shades of Grey. And I'm like, what?
I feel like I could, like, face shape, but, like, the eyes. Because she has such startlingly blue eyes.
I literally said that to him. I was like, she has blue eyes. He goes, you don't have blue eyes? I'm like,
okay, now I need you to get away from me.
Yeah.
And creep. I can't think. This guy, Josh Hartnett, he's been in stuff, but he's the guy. Which I'm fine with this cast.
Wait, he's the guy for Verity.
Yeah, that's the cast.
Wait, so that's the husband. Wait, who's Dakota Johnson playing?
Lowen, like the author, like the new
the wife.
No, like the girl who comes in to be the author.
Oh, so Anne Hathaway is the wife.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which I'm fine with that, like, cause like, you know, she's younger. Like, mm-hmm. Dakota Johnson's younger. I'm fine with this vibe. This is a good cast as well, and if they do it well, I think it could be a good story. It could be very like Gone Girl.
Hmm.
You know. Yeah. So between that cast, which I know you're not a Colleen Hoover fan, but I think the movie could be, like, solid, and Housemaid.
Some things to look forward to.
Yeah.
Maybe we should review for the pod. Ooh. Bonus episodes?
Oh, let's do it. I'm excited. Also, I will say bookish, last piece of bookish news before we head out. What's her fucking face? Why can't I think of her name? Rebecca Yarros. Can I have a hint?
Oh.
No, like literally just, I was just being ridiculous. Rebecca Yarros just posted 2 days ago. And she said, 'Tis the season to sparkle and celebrate, especially about the news we aren't allowed to talk about yet. And I said, what news, Rebecca? So I wonder if that's a movie situation as well. Because the book's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, what other news do we have?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's also like a, maybe for one of the other books as well. I don't know.
Interesting.
Or the fourth installment's coming out. Who knows? But there's news on her end as well. And then we patiently, not so patiently, wait for the next ACTAR book. But we could hold our breaths probably forever. So we'll see.
Yeah, that probably won't come out until like next year, like 2026.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But we'll be coming to you guys with definitely new content, new format, all that stuff. And yeah, bonus episodes, because I think there's a lot of movies we could definitely report on.
Yeah, so get excited for the bonus episodes. Get excited for our new setup. Get excited for Fourth Wing.
Especially Fourth Wing, guys. I mean, I'm going to give you a little hintsy. I mean, if not topping our boy Reese, this love interest could take the cake for me. I'm
Zaddy,
sure.
Zaddy Zayden.
Yes.
He's been taking it for me.
Whoa. Ayo. Okay. on that note, we will see you guys. Is it next week already? No. There's no way.
2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? It better be. I'm not ready. Okay. 2 weeks. Yeah. Thank God. Okay.
So we'll see you guys then. Thanks for tuning in.
In January in 2025 for an exciting year.
See you next year.
Right. Get ready for this exciting new year of the Literal Nonsense Pod, guys. We're going big this year.
Hell yeah.
Go big or go home.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Ciao.
Buckle down, babies.